This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to AvWeb's continuing coverage of Aero 2012 at Friedrichshafen, Germany. I'm with Todd Simmons, who is Executive Vice President of Cirrus. Todd, you've just announced funding for the Cirrus Vision Jet. Tell us a little bit about some of those details, and you also covered some things that in the question series that won't be covered in the press release and the announcement. So let's talk about the generalities first.
That's right, Paul. Today's a great day for Cirrus. As I mentioned, you know, it was 3 years ago here at Aero Friedrichshafen where we really had the news that without significant funding, the program was going to move into a state where, of course, keeping it going, but at a much reduced pace and much lower level, and where, if you will, the end wasn't in sight. Today, really in sharp contrast to that, we announced that the program is funded through certification and into production. And that news, of course, in the Cirrus family, easily for half our existence as a company, it's been this airplane that we're talking about today that's been the next stage, not just for, you know, aviation and single-engine jet, and really the Cirrus brand, but we have over 5,000 customers out there. They're looking for the step-up airplane from Cirrus, and it's the Vision Jet.
Now, you're $45 million into this project and a couple of years into it
with
a significant amount of testing. Kind of came to a standstill without the assured funding. This allows that to accelerate. So I believe you said 2015 for the first delivery?
That's right, Paul. We've really always been consistent that, you know, once we secured the funding that we've announced today, it's really a 36 to 42-month program. With that in mind, that's still true. We're ramping up really as quickly as we can. There's new, you know, advertising today for new engineers and new technicians to come to Duluth. That being said, our goal is to deliver a customer airplane in 2015, and even that is going to take significant effort because, obviously, just the ramping up part alone and getting going as quickly as we can and then moving, you know, very quickly into, as I mentioned during the press conference, some of the tooling things and some of the aspects that move the program toward what we call C0, the first conforming airplane. We would anticipate C0 perhaps in 15 months, so that's not so far away, but that'll be that next big milestone that we'll hit. Sort of 15 months and then that customer delivery in the second half of 2015 is what we're anticipating.
Now, you didn't mention it, but I assume that this airplane will have the Cirrus caps or the parachute in some form.
We're looking at that and a number of really incremental safety enhancements that come along with, you know, as we say, we think about Cirrus perspective by Garmin Avionics, and the fact is that in time we're going to see the next generation still of avionics coming to the airplane. All those brand features that you know about, Paul, in the current airplane are going to make their way into the Vision Jet, so all of our customers can be secure that we're going to keep safety at the top of that list.
So I take that as a yes on the parachute.
We're working on it as hard as we can.
Okay. Pointedly, we noticed that you weren't at Sun and Fun at all, and you've made the announcement here at Aero instead. Are we reading too much into that to say that you're seeing this as a means of expressing this as an international airplane?
Well, that actually is a fair way to look at it. I wouldn't characterize our not attending, you know, for example, Sun and Fun as that, but to say that Cirrus is absolutely emerging with a much larger global footprint than ever before. You know, upwards of 40% and growing part of our business is outside the U.S. We deliver airplanes in 60 countries. Obviously, our new owners and our partnership are just only serving to enhance that. But it is fair to say that we view Aero Friedrichshafen as really the important spring show for us, and we recognize that for all the countries that we see represented here, you know, upwards of 30 to 35 countries that can be here, the importance of this show really can't be understated. So we knew really all along in our planning that the announcement would come here, and we're glad to do that.
And last, give us a performance summary, performance summary of this airplane.
Well, the plane is performing as really sort of the design goals, and that is 300 knots in terms of speed, 1,000 nautical mile range. We see the flexibility in the cabin of 5 adults and 2 children. Now, granted, I stress the word flexibility because obviously you've got some of the trade-offs, but with planned 2,400 pounds of useful load, of which 1,900 of that could be fuel, you can see you have a wide range of sort of trading off how much you can carry in the airplane with how far and how fast you can go. And in that regard, the plane's really meeting our specifications. I'll take the opportunity to say that, you know, the past 3 years, while not moving as fast, obviously, as we would have wanted to in terms of production and some of the things that go along where you have some big expenditures and tooling, et cetera, that has given us more time to fly the airplane, really more than we've thought. A lot of cross-country trips, a lot of almost sort of real-world flying. And the good news is the plane's performing extremely well. And we can see now with all clarity that this is going to be a perfect step-up airplane for current Cirrus owners. So that's the reason for all the excitement today. We can see we can get to the end now.
Okay, well, congratulations on the funding, and we'll look forward to seeing the airplane develop.
Thanks a lot, Paul. Appreciate it.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Aero 2012. We've been speaking with Todd Simmons of Cirrus Aircraft. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.